Erev Tov, everybody. Erev Tov. Whenever I come to Parshas Mishpatim, I have a serious problem. There are 53 mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. How do you choose which one to talk about? Any one of the 53 can be a whole series of shiurim. My biggest problem is until I make the decision. Once I make the decision, what I'm going to talk about, then you go into the mafarshim, this, that, look here, look there. This week, my decision was made by an editorial in the Haaretz. How do you like that? You never know. One never knows from whence comes one's salvation. So here there was an editorial in the Haaretz on Sunday, and I can tell you quite without any doubt, if I would say anything that it says over here, if I would say it, I'd most probably be attacked mercilessly. But they can say it. They can say it. And what they say basically is the following: that there's a lot more information that we have to know about what Omri Sharon did and what the Sharon family did. Because we're talking about extremely, extremely serious accusations. And because he made a plea bargain, that means he didn't have to be on the stand, didn't have to bring witnesses, which means that we don't know a lot of this information. Now, listen what they say. First of all, they say he had more money available than anybody else that was running for the leadership of the Likud 5 years ago, 6 years ago. He had more money than anybody else. In other words, he had more illegal money than they had legal money. Yitachen, it's possible she'll mole over al achok, if he would not have transgressed the law, klal lo haya nifchar, he would never have been elected. If he wouldn't have broken the law and amassed money for his campaign, he simply would not have been elected. Shiltono, his rule. Listen to this. They locked me up and throw away the key. Shiltono nolad b'mirmo ubekachash. His rule was born in deceit and in falsehood. Umishpato shel Omri Sharon, and the trial of Omri Sharon is only the tip of the iceberg of what was going on over there. The millions of dollars, we don't even know where they came from. We don't know who gave it. One person, many people. Who knows? And then he goes on to say, Hachshadu, the suspicion is, Ki mishpachat Sharon kibla kishlosha million dollar shochad me'anshei asakim. The suspicion is that they received about $3 million bribery. 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 Parshas Mishpatim. V'shochad lo tikach, you shall not take a bribe. Alright? And here we're talking about millions of dollars of bribery. By the way, what's interesting is shochad has the same letters as chashad, suspicion. Anybody who takes shochad is under suspicion. And therefore they go on to say that whatever investigations have taken place simply must be completed to the very end. The very fact that Ariel Sharon is ill has absolutely nothing to do with it. There was shochad over here and breaking the law on a massive scale. And maybe his whole tenure in office was completely illegal. He bought it. These are very serious accusations. But boy, what a different way of looking at it. So I want to talk about shochad. I want to talk about shochad. And there's another reason why I want to talk about it.
You mentioned the payback. What did they get for it? For the shochad?
Oh, what the people got for the shochad, that's it. Oh, we don't know that. But what's interesting about the payoff is, this is great. I tell you, the Rebbeinu Shalom has such a tremendous sense of humor. He's unbelievable. I tell you. You can't beat him. You can't beat him. A lot of the suspicions are that his Sharon's friend Schlaf in Austria, he's the one who owns the casino in Yericho, right? Okay? So it's probably the money was given so that they would open up the casino in Yericho. Health to Rabbeinu Shalom, the Hamas got into power and they announced yesterday or today that casino will never open. We're going to turn it into a mosque. And the Rebbeinu, he's great, he's unbelievable. All the great plans of mice and men.
Going up the glade.
Huh?
Going up the glade.
There's a South African here who's saying something in Afrikaans, Scotch. And I don't know what it is.
Scotch. Robbie Burns said it.
What did Robbie Burns say?
Robbie Burns
said what?
The best life schemes of mice and men going up a glade means
the best laid schemes of mice and men, something or other afterwards that I still don't get what he said. But whatever it is, that's the story. Shochad, there's something else that's important over here. And I think it's pushed an ongoing Chilul Hashem that I look forward to the day that we will be able to correct that Chilul Hashem. Israeli law is a cholent, and it's not such a good tasting cholent of Ottoman Turkish law, English law, Roman law, common law. Rebbeinu da'al mekula, we have Dinei HaTorah, there is Mishpat Ivri, there's a Choshen Mishpat, there are all sorts of halachas, there's a Parshas Mishpatim. Why can't we have that sense of dignity and pride in that which is ours, and make Mishpat Ivri an integral and basic part of the law in this country? The first one to have written a great deal about that was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, first chief rabbi of the state of Israel, wrote a great deal about this, the idea that we should have Mishpat Ivri. So anyway, we're going to take a look into a few psukim right here, basically really one pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim and one pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, the halach of not taking shochad, not taking bribery or graft, appears in two places. So there you have it in number one. We have the psukim, and really only the second pasuk is important, but the context is significant as well. Lo tate mishpat evyoncha berivo. You are not committed to bend or incline the judgment of a poor person. In other words, you may be tempted to go ahead and decide, listen, here is it, it's a litigation that's taking place between somebody who's very poor and somebody who's ungestopped, he's very rich. So the judge may think, you know, he's going to do a big mitzvah and find the rich fellow guilty, word, it'll hurt him, that'll give a few dollars to this poor person. No, can't do that. Mishpat has to be emes. If the poor person is the one who is to be found guilty here, then you have to find him guilty. That's the way it has to be. Midvar sheket tirchak, you have to stay far away from falsehood. By the way, if I wouldn't have talked about shochad, I was going to talk about midvar sheket tirchak. Because I hold that yes, a mavdalnik by the name of Yosef Berg. I must have told you how many times did I tell you? They say about Joseph Berg when he came to visit Johannesburg for the first time. So he said, "Joe Berg has come to visit Joe Berg." He was a sharp, huh? He had so one of his great ones. Midvar Sheker Tirchak, he read it Midvar Seker Tirchak. A Seker is a pole. The poles are all lies. Stay away from it all. Most of the poles that you read about every day in the paper have been commissioned in order to create an atmosphere that, well, Kadima is just running away with this election. What, we didn't have it? The morning of that the results are supposed to come in from the elections of the Rotschen, the Palestinians, you understand. So the papers were already saying that Abu Mazen will most probably include Hamas into his government, because they may have about 30% of the vote. That's what all of the polls were saying. 11 o'clock in the morning, or 11:30, I get a call from my son. Abba, Hamas won by a landslide. All of the polls were sheker, midvar sheker tichok. That's what I would have talked about. I'm not going to talk about that. Midvar sheker tichok, v'noki v'tzadik al tarog, somebody who's innocent and righteous, don't kill him, ki lo atzdik rosho, because I will not find the one who does this evil, I will not find him innocent. V'shochad lo tikach. There are three parts to the pasuk. Shochad lo tikach, you shall not take shochad. Ki hashochad ye'aver pikhim, because shochad blinds the pikhim. For the present, I'm going to translate pikhim as the wise. Pikhim as wise. V'yisalev divrei tzadikim, and it perverts righteous words. There's a terrible, terrible negative effect that shochad has. Shochad is destructive. It's pashit destructive of the whole system of justice. The pasuk is repeated in a slightly different way in Parshas Shoftim. That's number two to the left. There shall be judges and officers in all of your gates that God, your God, gives to you for all of your tribes, and they shall judge the people a judgment that is righteous. You're not allowed to incline the law in any way away from the truth. Judge is not permitted to treat one member, one of the litigants, better than the other one. V'lo tikach shochad, and you shall not take shochad. Ki ha-shochad ya'aver eni chachomim, because shochad blinds the eyes of the wise. No. Pikhim is not wise. Pikhim is not wise. I'm going to use for chachomim, I'm going to use the term learned. Pikhim, I have translated. Pikhim meaning. You cold? Pikhim are wise, and chachamim are learned. And I'm going to explain that. The Yisalev Divrei Tzadik, and let's take a look at the two psukim side by side, see what are the differences between the two. Here in Pashas Mishpatim, it says, V'shochad lo tikach. There it says lo tikach shochad. That is obviously a difference. By the way, of these two expressions, V'shochad lo tikach, that it says here, bribery thou shalt not take, or lo tikach shochad, which one sounds more like a normal negative commandment in Torah? No. Tinaf lo, tirtzach lo, or does it say lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo tame bereyacha etzaka, lo tikach shocha, that it says in Parshas Shoftim? That's the normal way in which a negative commandment should be expressed. There's something different when you say shochad, lo tikach. It's different. And we have to know what is the difference between the two. I would say there's something a little bit softer about shochad, lo tikach, don't take, than lo tikach shochad. And it's not only the inflections of my voice, it's in the words. You know? It's in the words. Lo tikach shochad is really the normal way in which a negative commandment is expressed. And now, the second part of the pasuk. Ki hashochad ya'aver pikhim. So, of course, In Parshas Mishpatim it says Pitchin. In Parshas Shoftim it says Chachamim. There's another difference. By Chachamim it says Einei Chachamim, the eyes of Chachamim. Over here, by Pitchim, it doesn't say Einei Pitchim, it just says Ya'aver, it will blind, it will make blind the Pitchim. The Yisalev Divrei Tzadikim is the same in both places. So, the question about Shochad Lo Tikach and Lo Tikach Shochad, we're going to leave that for a few minutes until I get to that answer. But the difference between Pikrim and Chachamim, the difference between Pikrim and Chachamim, and here also I'm going to have to read a few choice sentences from the Ksava Kabbalah because he deals with this in Parsha Shoftim, and he says the following: a pikeach is a person who has good, healthy, common sense. You might even call him a person who is street smart. He may not be an intellectual, he may not even be a Talmud Chacham, but a pikeach has a clogger cup, there's a clear head act over there. Now, not everybody has has clarity of vision. Not everybody has it. It's sometimes I get the feeling that it's a pretty rare commodity. Now there's also another thing you have to know. There are times at which people who are pikhim, in a sense, sort of lose their pikhus. You know, I get this quite often. When a person is involved in something that's very important to him, and there are all sorts of pressures, they can't think straight. You know what they need? They need to talk to somebody else who's not directly involved in the particular situation, and you discuss it with somebody else, you may get some very good advice. I had somebody called me yesterday. From the question, I was able to figure out immediately what pressures are being brought to bear on this person. All sorts of family pressures, this way, that way, torn in all directions. Couldn't think straight. I was able to think straight because I wasn't suffering from any of those pressures. And I said what I would do. 1, 2, 3. Person thanked me profusely. Do you think I gave a Solomonic answer? It was not a Solomonic answer. It was a little bit, you know, just a little bit Seichel HaYosha, that sometimes I think the Rebbein Shalom gives me Seichel HaYosha. I think he gives it to rabbis who need it desperately. He gives them a little Seichel HaYosha. Not in great measure, but he gives a little. But over here, I was not personally involved. I didn't have the problem. To somebody who was caught in the vice of all of the conflicting pressures, you know, you can get to make you crazy. I have these problems when I have all sorts of pressures working on me from... I don't even know yet what I'm going to do. This is only between us. I have two family simchas at the same time this week.
Call your rabbi.
It has nothing to do with my being a rabbi. Call my rabbi. That's a very good advice. The fact is, most probably, if I call you, you'd be able to give me good advice. And I feel the pressures. What do you mean? You're not going to be by my simcha? You really think that you're going to stay by the other simcha for 2 hours and you're not going to come to my simcha? It's till I told my wife a few hours ago, I said, we're going to play this one by ear and we're going to do what we're capable of doing. It's crazy. Baruch Hashem, that should be my worst problem. Two simchas. Huh? The same city. Same time. It's fine. So you know, you get a little confused. You don't know what to do. You don't know literally whether you're coming or going. I was probably coming to one simcha and I'll walk around, shake everybody's hand and disappear out the back door and go to the next one. All right. A pikeach is a person who has good, healthy, solid, common sense. The Chacham, and this the Tzav HaKabbalah says, and the Malbim says it often, a Chacham is a learned person. Chachma is something that does not come intuitively. Chachma is information that I receive from all of those who came before me. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Unasabali Yeshua. All of that information, the Chacham is the one who has received this. He's learned. Chachma comes from without, and I absorb it. Pichus is something within the personality or the psyche, the brain of the individual. It's very possible for a person to be a Pikech and not be a Talmud Chacham. The other side, the Tzav HaKabbalah says, it's possible to be a great Talmud Chacham and not be a Pikech. Not be a Pikech. In other words, a person isn't street smart. Some hotshot witness or a fellow coming to for a Din Torah can sometimes dray the dye in a cup. He won't know what's happening to him. He won't even notice what's happening to him. You have to have a certain innate intelligence to be able to figure out that this fellow is pulling a fast one on me. The Gemara talks about din meruma. Din meruma means a din in which there is deceit. What is a din meruma? The fellow has presented his claim. He's backed it up with evidence. And a wise shofet, a wise Talmud Chacham, feels in the pit of his stomach something is just not right. When you get that feeling, then you know what you have to do? You have to start digging. You have to start cross-examining. You have to attempt in all sorts of ways to find out what the truth is. Whereas the Chacham, the Talmud Chacham, who may be a very tamim, a very, slightly naive person, can be fooled. So he says the following. Hashochad ya'aver pikchim. Ki hashochad here in Mishpatim says, ki hashochad ya'aver pikchim. It blinds the person who has common sense, who has good, healthy common sense. By pikeach, it doesn't say, enei pikchim, the eyes of the pikeach. It says, because all of pikchus, all of this inner intelligence, that's his eyes. When Moshe Rabbeinu says by the snare, Rabbeinu Shem, I can't talk. So the Rabbeinu Shem says, me, who is the one that creates one who can speak and one who can't speak? Pikeach o iver. Pikeach is also a word that means somebody who can see, somebody who has vision, physical vision. Pikeach is the opposite of iver, a person that's blind. So you can't talk about enei pikchim, because a pikeach, by its very nature, the word means it, and that's what the man is all eyes. He sees. A chacham is one who may not have those eyes. His are eyes of chachma. So there it says, ya'aver enei chachamim. Alright. The Ksava Kabbalah says, od lamadnu, from these two psukim, the one in Mishpatim and in the one of Shoftim, so we learn, shetzorech ha-shofet lihiyot chacham upikeach. A shofet has to be both learned and wise. Chacham, on the one hand, he is chacham she'osaf chukei chachma, he has gathered the laws of wisdom, chachmas ha-Torah v'noheg ba, he has chachmas ha-Torah and he conducts himself that way. Upikeach betivo, by nature, he has that pikchus in him. Betivo, bal seichel, he's a bal seichel, tzachu boyer, clear, and there's light in him. I mean, you see such people, you know such people. Lefisha Steyen, Hechrech and the Shofet Yisrael, both of them are necessary for a judge in Israel. Ki aseichel levad lo yoyel. One's good common sense is not enough in lo lomar chochmas haTorah if he didn't study the wisdom of Torah. The chochmas haTorah levad, the wisdom of Torah alone is not enough. Lo toil is not going to help. Behiyot betivo chalush aseichel, if by nature he's weak in the area of seichel. So therefore we have these two, the two. A real judge has to be one who is a pikeach and a chacham, both of them. Now, let's take a look at the Rashi. Parshas Mishpatim. V'shochad lo tikach, right over here, right under number one. V'shochad lo tikach. Powerful what Rashi says. So Gemara, afilu lishpot emet. You're not allowed to take shochad even if your intention is to paskin the truth. The kos kengs de lahatos is adin. Certainly not allowed to take shochad in order to pervert the din. Sharei kedei lahatos is adin nemar kvar. That had already said just the pasuk before. It already said lo tate mishpat, don't convert the din. And after that it says don't pervert the din. And right after that it says lo tikach shochad. Lo tikach shochad means even if you have absolutely no intention of paskening that which is not true, you still can't take shochad. Ya'aver pikhim. Now listen to this. Here I learned this Rashi, and you know what bothered me with this Rashi? What's bothering Rashi? Ya'aver pikhim will make blind the wise, afilu chocham b'torah, v'notel shochad, even if one is wise in Torah and he takes shochad sof, you know what the end is going to be? His punishment is going to be sheti tarev da'ato alav. His mind will become confused. Sometimes the word can even mean that he'll go mad. He'll lose his senses. V'yishtakach tamudo, he'll forget his learning. V'yichhe ma'or einav, and the light of his eyes will become dimmed. He will simply lose the strength of his eyes. Rashi is talking about three very, very serious things that happen for a person who takes shochad. And by the way, what person are we talking about? A person who plans on paskening the truth. But shochad is that destructive. That destructive, that oh boy, one is going to suffer terribly. How does Rashi? Rashi doesn't say it in Parashas Shoftim. He says it in Mishpatim. Why does he say it? Lefi aniyud da'ati. I haven't seen this, so I take full responsibility. With great pride, I take full responsibility. Yes? Huh? No. I want to know, how does Rashi know? No, the Gemara says it, but how does Rashi know, or where do we see it in the Pasuk? And why does Rashi say it in Mishpatim? Why doesn't Rashi say it in Shoftim? I'll tell you what the pshat is. In Shoftim it says, Lo tikach shochad. Straight issa and aveicha. Over there it says, Shochad lo tikach. You know how you're supposed to translate the shochad lo tikach? Bribery, grift. Don't be a fool. Don't take it. It's no good for you. Shochad lo tikach is a completely different approach. It's not saying, listen, lo tirtzach, lo tignov, lo tikach shochad. That's why Rashi says over here, shochad lo tikach. There are times when you don't have to use an absolute imperative no. You know when you don't have to use an imperative no? When it doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? What? I have to tell you? In other words, it's like the Torah is saying, on Shochad, what's printed on Shochad is, this can be hazardous for your health. So if it's, there's a sign there, this can be hazardous for your health. Do you have to tell somebody, don't do it? Or the bista pikeach, on the host of bissel seichel, you have a little seichel, of course you're not going to do it. Shochad, lo tikach, don't take it. You know what's going to happen if you take it? You know what's going to happen? You're going to lose your ability to think. You're going to forget your learning. Your eyes are going to become dimmed. Don't be silly. And I say Rashi writes it here because Rashi clearly saw the difference between Shochad Lo Tikach and Lo Tikach Shochad. When something, you know, I might think that maybe it's not so bad, so then you have to say, no, don't take Shochad. But if you understand what the results of Shochad can be, you don't need the great negative. I don't want to go into it now, but there's a great, in Parshas B'Shalach, there's a great, great Meshech Chochmah. I think the last time I taught it was, must have been 20 years ago, where the Meshech Chochmah goes through Torah. There are places in Torah where it says lo, and then there are places in Torah where it says ow. Instead of lo, it says ow. Don't. Lo is no, ow. And he goes through, I think, nearly every place, if not every place in all of Torah, and he explains that there's a difference between lo and ow. Lo is an imperative. Don't do it. Ow means, come on now. You have seichel. What? Don't do it. In other words, something where it should be obvious to the person himself that this is not good. Then the Torah will use the word ow. Where it may not be that obvious, then the Torah uses the word lo. I'm basically using that idea of the Meshech Chochmah, and I'm saying that that's the difference between Lo Tikach Shochad and Shochad Lo Tikach. That's why Rashi says this. All right. Let's take a look. I have the Chinuch over here. I have the Rambam. Right. I have a whole Gemara on the other side. Don't worry. We're not going to get to the Gemara. We're going to save something for next year. The Sefer Achinuch, Shelo Likach Shochad, Shelo Yikach Adayin Shochad Mibalei Adin. That's number three. A judge should not take bribery from the litigants. Afilu Lodun Dinemes, even if he plans on paskening Dinemes. Shenema, because it says V'Shochad Lo Tikach, V'Nichbal Halav V'Torah B'Zeh Ho'Inyan V'Makom Acher. This negative commandment is repeated again in the same context in another place. Of course, he's referring to Parshas Shoftim. The Chayin Omre B'Sifrei, the Sifrei says, Lo Tikach Shochad Afilu L'Zakol Zakai L'Chayev Chayev. Even if your intention is to find the innocent innocent and the guilty guilty, you're not allowed to take Shochad. Mishoroshei HaMitzvah. Now the Chinuch, he lists all of the 613 mitzvahs, and there are always four paragraphs. The paragraph number one is a description of the mitzvah, either the positive or the negative commandment. The second is the reason behind it, the shoresh, what lies at its core. The third, he will give a brief outline of some of the dinim of the mitzvah, and then the fourth paragraph is the one in which he tells you, does it apply all the time? Does it apply by male and female? So here, in this one mitzvah, we can get a basic outline of what the Sefer HaChinuch does throughout Torah. So in the first paragraph, we have the description of the Aveirah. Mishoroshei HaMitzvah, at the root of the mitzvah is Shineser Olenu Likach Shochad. We've been prohibited from taking graft. Even if the intention of the dying is that he's going to pass on the truth. He wants to explain, if the man plans on paskening the truth, what difference does it make? So he says, it can become habit forming, and we have to remove and uproot or never let that habit take root. To remove from our very midst this bad habit, pen novo mitoch kach, lest we come through this lodun b'shochad dinei sheker. You're always so sure that you're going to be able to take shochad and you're going to paskin din emes. We know what the power of shochad is. The power of shochad is you just like that fellow more, and you're going to try and find ways to find him innocent. You're going to pervert justice. The Dova Borudhu. This is so clear. Ain't Tzarech Mofek. I don't have to bring you any proof. Usually this section is a much longer section in which the Chinuch will explain the psychology, the philosophy, the ideas behind the reason for the mitzvah. He says over here, it's so clear. Everybody knows it. It's one of the serious, serious problems in our society. Most probably it's a problem in every society. Like, you know, mishmirtnish and gaitnish, you know. You have to know how to grease one's palm. I mean, people are... most probably in business, it's become so much of an accepted practice. You know, you want a contract, you have to do things to get a contract. No, I feel bad. Naomi Blumenthal was also found guilty of shochad, and who knows what's going to happen to Tzachi Hanegbi, and when Smolbart is going to be brought up to trial one of these days? Who knows? I don't know. My wife has always said since Oslo, she said, follow the paper trail. Somebody in all of this stuff, somebody's making money. And people are making big money. Otherwise, there's no reason why Jews should do such stupid things. Unless there's shochad. There are people who made money all over. What are you talking about? Some of the people who were close to Rabin and to Barak were making Bushit million and they were making on this whole Oslo business. It's unbelievable. How many people here are being funded for their political positions they take? They're being funded by the European Union, by European what is. We know somebody right here in Harnof that has a radical position being funded. You know? Nobody wants to fund me. That's my proof that I'm most probably saying the truth. Nobody wants to fund me. Nobody's come to offer me any kind of money. Not a penny. I most probably lost money on Oslo. What are you talking about? Money, energy, gesinnt, all the rest. And there are others. You're talking about Balin is not being funded in heavy, heavy money by European and other countries. Paris wasn't being funded. What are you talking about? There's so much money floating around. Just to get Jews to betray their country. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Huh? Egel HaZahav. Egel HaZahav, absolutely. That's the Egel HaZahav. The golden calf. Shochad is destructive. Mipinei HaMitzvah. The third paragraph. The laws of the mitzvah. Masha'amu Zichron L'Vachu, what our rabbis of blessed memory said, Sha'noseinu Mekabel over the Malav. Both the one who gives bribery and the one who takes it, both of them transgress, but different aveiros. Hanosein, the one who gives graft, shochad, His avera is l'shnei ive lo titein mikshol. You shall not place a stumbling block before the blind. You're going to give, you're going to offer graft to the dayan, to the judge. You're placing him in a position of
blinding.
Of what?
You are
blinding him, yes. And you're putting him in the position that he has to fight the Yetzer Hara. You're placing the stumbling block before the blind. V'amikablo, and the one who receives it, the judge, shehu bechlal oru, because he's considered a curse. V'chayev la'gzirim, he has to return the money. You have to return the money. Here, that's interesting, there's a machlokas, a Rishonim, the Rambam, another Rishonim. Does the dayan have to return it even if the fellow who gave it does not ask for it back? Or does the one who gave it have to come first and ask for the money back? But yeah, the end is that you have to return it. There's also, the Gemara learns from here that a dayan has to, should not sort of have offices and people working for him more than is necessary, so that there are all sorts of people who are receiving salaries. You know, making his position greater, lekavona, with an intent kedei laharbot sachar lesofrav, so that the scribes, you know, you need a nice office, and you need a plush office, and you need a plusher office, and you need a few secretaries, and you need this, and you need that. Shouldn't do the v'shafilu shochad dvorim. This is the most important thing. Shochad doesn't have to be money. Shochad can be words. Mr. Dayan, you look so wonderful today. Mr. Dayan, Rabbi Dayan, boy, your Piskei Halacha, they are absolutely brilliant. I've been one of your admirers for so many years. Most probably the Dayan knows that it's all sheker, but you know what? We like it anyway. We like it anyway. But you know, you can tell the difference between people who are sincere and those who are not sincere. It's amazing, I'll tell you. I know there are people who tell me, "Rebbe, all right, I don't know more. Everybody here I like. Don't get me wrong. You know, everybody here I like. This shul, I like everybody. How do you like that? Did that sound like I meant it? I did. So you were wrong. I did. I can't think of anybody I dislike. Even the leftists here in shul. A leftist who's able to come and dump it in my shul.
You tolerate their literature.
Okay, shut up. Right. Anyway, words. Words. In other words, what is it? Words can kill. Words can kill. Words can also be a form, a very powerful form of shochad. Lethal. That's the word I was looking for. It's a lethal form of graft. V'yashafil shochad dvorim osa likach elegid atzmo kiilu eino mesim libo klal eladvorim. The dayan has to show himself as though he pays absolutely no attention to what is being said. Im ula yichabduhu balei adin bedvarim, makes no difference to him if any of the balei din, any of the litigants, are going to give him honor with words. Klalo shaltova. The rule is also the dayan lekabel hanomi balei adin klal b'shvil dinov. A dayan is not permitted to receive any kind of benefit from the litigants because of his din. However, there is one exception. The exception is if the dayan is a man who has a profession, he works, and he now has to take time out of his schedule. I don't know, he works at a job that he gets $50 an hour. He's taking out time that he could be earning. He doesn't have to lose by it. If by virtue of the fact that he spent 2 hours in this din Torah, he's lost $200, then each one of the litigants has to pay $100 each. Always pay equally, but they always have to make sure the dayan doesn't have to lose. Then he's permitted to take money, as long as he's taking equal from both sides. And that it is in order to make up for the loss of time from his time, and nothing more than that. The next paragraph. V'noheget b'chol makom, this halacha applies at all times, b'chol zman, and at all places and in all times. You see, because there are many mitzvahs that the chinuch says this applies only during the time of the Beit HaMikdash. There are many mitzvahs that apply only during the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Then there are mitzvahs that apply only in Eretz Yisrael and not elsewhere. And that this mitzvah, or this halacha, applies in all places and all times, bischorim, by males. Why does he say by males? Because women cannot be judges. If I'm not mistaken, the Minchas Chinuch, who is a commentary on the Chinuch, says, wait a minute, not so. The halacha is, what happens if two litigants, Reuven and Shimon, decide between them, we will accept the psak halacha of that woman. Then she's kosher to dayan.
I was just going to say that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Two people decide they're going to go to the shofetet devora. How was she able to be shofetet Yisrael? You know how she was shofetet? The din is clear. Kishe kiblu, when they accepted her upon them. If the two litigants say that, it's okay with me. Okay with me. Then, of course, she now has the status of a dayan. If she has the status of a dayan, then she also has the halacha of shochad lo tikach, or lo tikach shochad. For over Allah, the kibbutz shochad, the person who is over and he accepted the graft, over al mitzvah melech, has transgressed the mitzvah of the king vein eloka. He doesn't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus for it? Because nitam lehi shavon. You can undo it by returning the money. You give back the money that you received.
But this secret lies also outside of the courtroom. It doesn't have to be a contest between two people. You cannot take a bribe from anybody, let's say, to promote something. But isn't it opposition?
I don't know. But the iser is only by a dayan. Hmm? The prohibition is only by a judge.
You mean as a businessman? I can take a businessman?
Bribe.
I can take a bribe as a businessman?
To give a contract?
Or as a politician?
As a politician?
Yes.
As a politician. The whole shiur started because of politicians. Because they are passing judgment all the time. They're making decisions that are going to influence everybody else. I would say that bribery in the world of business, there's an ethics in business as well. And that ethics in business, and don't tell me the ethic is to give bribes, but there's an ethics of honest business practices. So it falls into a different category. Ah, I'll tell you. The Shulchan Aruch talks about somebody who has a makolet and he gives out free candy to the kids. And somebody, the other makolet, says, you know, this is not fair. He's bribing the kids to come into his makolet. So the psak halach is, he's permitted to do it. You know why? Let the other makolet give candy too. As long as it's something he can do and he can do, so you can both do it. That falls into the category of permitted competition. All right, then of course there's all sorts of competition that's just not permitted. There is such a thing as masig vul. There is such something as I move into the turf, somebody else's turf. I mean, there are a lot of halachas in Shulchan Aruch that deal with that. And those are most probably a lot of other halachas. May not fall into the category of shochad, but they fall into the category of unfair business practices, which is another whole sugya of itself. Very good that you raised that question. This issur of shokhat lo tikach, no, would not apply. But there may be other things. There may be things called onor. Onor is, there's a certain degree, what falls into the category of cheating. I don't know, very, very interesting. Okay, so I'll have something to do when I have nothing to do. You know what? I'm stopping here. All right. I knew that you were going to ask that question next week as scheduled. Now, I want to tell you one of the...
I think it's very important.